sorts of people in the Hall of Fame that don't deserve to be there.
Right.
Frank Chance and Phil Rizzuto. And, you know, not even talking about some of the modern guys who were just famous or just people liked and that whole thing. But it is fair to really use the best tools at our disposal to examine how to be as objective as we possibly can, how good a player was. We may have a better understanding. I think we have a better understanding now of how good Scott Rolen was.
Yes.
And what his defense meant. And how much it matters. There are different ways of measuring base running. We have better, finer instruments now to measure some things.
I don't disagree with you, Dan.
None of those help Paul Konerko.
But the objectivity issue is my issue. There's clearly a lack of it because people are going, no, Bonds, not a Hall of Famer. How? If we are using the numbers as a guide, how is he not in the Hall of Fame?
No, so, he's Babe Ruth.
So are you talking about numbers like Bonds' career WAR at 162.8 is ridiculous. Pre-1999, his career WAR was 99.6.
Also ridiculous.
Larry Walker's career, 72.7. Derek Jeter's career, 72.4.
This is what I'm saying.
I am with you. I'm with you there.
And then for even the stupid stuff, like I don't care if Derek Jeter is unanimous or not, but to be the outlier for whatever reason, mm-hmm. like, you know that he's a Hall of Famer. You know it. So why wouldn't you vote for him? Like, the whole thing is stupid. King Griffey Jr. is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Why wouldn't you vote for him?
If I had to bet, and I don't think they changed this rule, if I had to bet it's someone filling out a blank ballot to make some kind of statement, I can't tell you what it is, and I probably don't agree with the statement.
But that's what I meant by most of the writers aren't looking for attention, but some of them are.
But it's, I get that, but it's not attention if we don't know who the hell that person is, right? I mean, if we don't have a name for this writer.
No, you're right.
We don't have a name for the three writers that said no to Ken Griffey on the first try. If we did have those names, Ed Lover would be coming for him.